Hello and welcome to Shackley Hotline News for February 2016. I'm your host, Cynthia Sopranik. Here's what's coming up on this edition of Hotline. How often do you really think about heart health? As we all continue to strive to keep our New Year's resolutions for better health alive, our Shackley doctors decided to bring some surprising statistics on heart health to our attention. Motivation for a healthy lifestyle shouldn't solely be for improving our outer appearances. It should also be motivation to keep healthy all the way to our core as well. Today, Dr. McManus and Dr. Daggy will share the latest findings on heart disease, its statistical differences between men and women, and how to lessen your chances of being at risk as you age. Then you'll hear from Suzanne Jeffries, this month's profile of success and one of the winners chosen to attend the Come Fly With Me incentive trip on Roger's private jet. She'll tell us her main highlight of the trip, as well as share her success in her Shackley business. Finally, with February being the month for love, hearts, and Valentine's, we thought we'd continue that focus and discuss how to keep that healthy heart of yours beating 100,000 times a day and pumping more than a gallon of blood throughout your body every minute. Pretty amazing, right? All that and more coming up. So stick around. We've got lots to talk about. Welcome to this month's Science Talk. I'm your host, Cynthia Sopranik, and I want to begin this program with a couple of startling statistics from the American Heart Association. Heart disease is the number one killer of women and is more deadly than all forms of cancer combined. Heart disease causes 1 in 3 women's deaths each year, and more women die of heart disease than do men. Surprising, I know. But even more interesting, when you look at the research, is how many differences there are between men and women when it comes to heart disease. The Harvard School of Medicine recently published a comprehensive report on those differences, and on today's program, we're going to look at some of those findings. We're also going to look at some of the results of the WISE study. That means the Women's Ischemia Syndrome Evaluation Study. It was published a few years ago and offered the first serious recognition that women and men might experience heart disease differently and show different symptoms. So, the focus today is on women and heart health. But I hope you men will listen too. Much of the heart health information we're about to share is important to you as well, and certainly something you should share with the women in your life. So let's welcome our resident health science experts, Dr. Jamie McManus, Chair of Medical Affairs, Health Sciences and Education at Shackley, and Dr. Bruce Daggy, Senior Vice President, Research and Development, and Chief Science Officer. Welcome to both of you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here as always, Cynthia.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be here.
Let's start by looking at the WISE study. And first of all, tell me what it means when it talks about ischemic heart disease.
Ischemia refers to restriction of the blood supply to a part of the body. So when we talk about ischemic heart disease, we're talking about restriction of blood flow to the heart muscle itself, which is also called coronary artery disease.
Got it. So tell us more about that study.
Well, sure. The WISE study focused on the significance of ischemia without coronary blockages in women and also evaluated the influence of hormones on ischemic heart disease development as well as diagnosis. In the pilot, 256 women over the age of 18 were followed for at least 1 year to assess clinical events and symptom status. Testing included a variety of demographic and clinical data.
So simply stated, what was the overall goal of the study?
Well, the goal was to evaluate innovative diagnostic methods that will improve the reliability of cardiovascular testing for women. They also wanted to improve understanding of how to evaluate symptoms of heart disease, since coronary artery disease in women often presents with different symptoms than heart disease in men.
Okay, let's talk now about some of the findings.
Well, I thought this was especially interesting. The study found that while men with heart disease usually have one main blockage, women often have smaller buildups along the entire length of their arteries. These microvascular spots of buildup are often missed by traditional screening.
They also found that those areas of atherosclerotic plaque result in blood vessel spasm, which further injures the endothelium, which is the lining of the blood vessels. This spasm can result in blood clots forming, which further occlude or block the blood flow through that artery.
So what you're saying is that women seem to have smaller blood vessels affected as compared to men.
Absolutely. The study showed that often it's not the major arteries which nourish the heart muscles that are affected. Instead, it's the smaller branches, and these smaller branches are seldom scrutinized during the screening or diagnosis.
While multiple smaller vessels being affected in women as compared to one or two larger coronary arteries in men also explains why symptoms in women are quite different and oftentimes can be ignored or misdiagnosed. As coronary artery disease is developing in women, spasm in these small vessels result in symptoms such as anxiety or palpitations or very mild chest discomfort. Women tend to be reassured by their physician, especially if they're in their 40s and given a diagnosis of anxiety or stress. They may not even get an evaluation for heart disease until they progress to an actual heart attack.
Well, since you mentioned heart attack, I understand that for women, the symptoms of a heart attack are often different from those men experience as well.
Well, that's right. For men, the primary symptom of a heart attack is chest pain, and usually severe chest pain. And while women may also experience chest pain, they may also experience more vague pains in the back, jaw, or abdomen. Women are also far more likely to complain of fatigue, shortness of breath, or anxiety as compared to a man.
So those symptoms you just described don't say heart attack to me, which makes me think that women probably are less likely than men to believe they're actually having a heart attack.
Well, you're correct. Too often women don't feel the urgency that men feel with chest pains, and so they don't seek medical help. And that obviously can be very dangerous. When you're having a heart attack, even minutes can matter.
Another interesting recent finding is that women tend to be about 10 years older than men when they have a heart attack. So their risk starts at age 55 instead of 45, which is when men's risk increases.
Well, that's interesting. So women develop heart disease later than men.
Right. But too often, no one pays attention until it's too late, and even then, standard diagnostic tools may not identify heart disease in women.
Okay, Dr. McManus, tell us more about that.
When someone shows up at the emergency room with chest pain or symptoms that are concerning and point to coronary artery blockage or a heart attack, various tests will be run immediately, starting with an EKG or electrocardiogram, as well as blood tests. If a heart attack is ruled out, follow-up should generally include a stress test, which involves walking on a treadmill while being monitored by an EKG.
However, according to the Harvard Medical School report, ECG stress tests are more likely to miss cardiovascular disease in women than in men. Nuclear stress tests may be recommended as they show blood flow to the heart before and immediately after exercise, but they're more expensive, so they're not widely used.
Coronary angiography is considered the gold standard for identifying the presence and location of blockages in people with positive stress tests. But since women are less likely than men to have large vessel blockage and more likely to have microvascular disease, their angiograms may be far more difficult to evaluate, and additional tests may be needed. These can be done as part of angiography, such as an intravascular ultrasound or coronary flow reserve studies.
So diagnosis may call for different tools and tests. Well, what about treatment? Is it different for men and women?
It can be. Again, according to the Harvard Medical School, for women who have uniformly narrowed coronary arteries or microvascular disease, lifestyle changes and medications are the only treatment options. For women and men with obstructive coronary lesions, angioplasty with stenting and coronary bypass surgery are equally likely to succeed in opening their arteries, but women are less likely than men to be offered these procedures.
When women do have bypass surgery or get angioplasty, as we noted earlier, they tend to be a decade older than men undergoing similar procedures. Perhaps as a result of this, they require longer hospital stays, have higher death rates in the weeks following the procedures, and are less likely to be referred to coronary rehabilitation centers.
That's why it's so important to diagnose risk factors early in women, to identify those who are most likely to develop the condition many years before any symptoms appear.
So tell us more about risk factors for women.
Well, there are four major ones: obesity, diabetes, hypertension, and elevated triglyceride levels. And women who have all four of these are actually 5 times more likely than men with the same risk factors to die from heart disease.
Actually, according to the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, the risk of dying from heart disease increases even if you only have one of the four risk factors. In fact, more than 95% of men and women who die from heart disease have at least one of the risk factors. We should also mention a couple of the other important risk factors, especially smoking, and of course, heredity can factor in.
Women who have gone through an early menopause, either naturally or because they have had a hysterectomy, are twice as likely to develop heart disease as women of the same age who have not yet gone through menopause. Also, women who have a sedentary lifestyle are at greater risk. Elevated cholesterol levels is, of course, on the risk list as well, because, as most people know, elevated LDL cholesterol is a major contributor to atherosclerosis, which is narrowing of those coronary arteries.
I also want to mention that drinking too much alcohol can raise blood pressure, cause heart failure, and lead to stroke. It can also contribute to high triglycerides, produce irregular heartbeats, and contribute to obesity.
And don't forget stress, which contributes to inflammation, as well as high blood pressure, which can take its toll on both your coronary arteries as well as your cerebral arteries, raising your risk of stroke as well.
Also, women are more likely than men to have a condition called broken heart syndrome. In this recently recognized heart problem, extreme emotional stress can lead to severe but often short-term heart muscle failure. Broken heart syndrome is also called stress-induced cardiomyopathy.
Wow, there are certainly a lot of risk factors. So tell us, what specifically can we women and men do to promote heart health and reduce our risks for heart disease?
Well, of course, eating a healthy diet is key. A diet that includes a rainbow of fruits and vegetables and moderate amounts of fiber-rich whole grains. And the American Heart Association also recommends eating 2 servings of fish that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids each week. Those who don't like or have access to good fish should consider taking a purified fish oil supplement.
And overall, women and men should be eating a well-balanced diet with foods from all the major food groups, including protein from fat-free and low-fat dairy products, legumes, poultry, and lean meats.
Well, you did mention that obesity is one of the top 4 risk factors.
Well, that's correct. Being overweight to obese definitely increases your risk for heart disease for both men and women. And it is so important to stress that those who carry excessive weight, especially around their abdomen, are at heightened risk of coronary artery disease and stroke, even if they have no other risk factors. Carrying excess weight not only increases the heart's workload, but it also raises blood pressure, blood cholesterol levels, and triglyceride levels. And it also lowers the HDL or good cholesterol.
The good news is that the clinical research now shows that even 10 pounds may make a difference in your risk profile by improving lipids and insulin metabolism.
Well, of course we need to add exercise to any prevention equation. Moderate to vigorous physical activity helps prevent heart disease as well as stroke. In general, the more vigorous the activity, the greater your benefits. Even moderate intensity activity helps, especially if done regularly and for an appropriate duration of time. Exercise can help with weight management, blood sugar control, and can even help with blood pressure management.
And relaxation is key to reducing stress. Meditating, yoga, whatever you find relaxing will help reduce stress and improve your sleep, which in turn will promote a healthy immune system and improve heart health.
Well, this has been so informative. And I hope all those men and women who are listening have taken to heart our message that we all need to be more proactive, not only by consulting healthcare professionals on a regular basis, but also by incorporating heart-healthy changes into our lives. February is American Heart Month, so pass this information along to all the men and women in your life.
Hi, everybody. My name is Suzanne Jeffries. I'm currently from Estero, Florida, and my husband Bob and I moved down here about a year and a half ago. Now, my Shackley story begins 6 years ago. I actually had never heard of the company before and loved organic food, loved things growing from the earth, and all about healthy, natural nutrition. And at that point, I was a horse trainer. My then partner and now husband Bob and I were natural horse whisperers and traveled all over North America training horses and helping people and horses develop great relationships together so they could bring out the best in each other. Well, I was very busy, as you can imagine, with all that travel, and I also am the mother of 3 children. Currently, my oldest one, my daughter Alma, is 28, my son Bryant is 26, and my baby, Jesse, who towers over me, is 19. At the time, they were much younger, of course, and so I was very busy raising my family and doing a job that I absolutely love. Now, Shackley enters my life when my friend and client Tammy Ale, who some of you may know very well as the first person who completed Fast Track successfully, she actually had just started her Shackley business. And she had a horse in training with us. His name was Fancy, and had decided she wanted to partake in our trainer education program, which is very rigorous. And it was her and a bunch of 19-year-old girls. So she decided she wanted to get in shape and lose weight. And that's how she connected with Shackley. She had started her business after she got some great results. And she wanted me to try some of the vitamins. Now, between you and me and the wall, I was very much a skeptic when it came to vitamins. I truly believed that I could get all the nutrition I needed to thrive with my clean diet that I had. So when she asked me if I would just try her vitamins, I really was not interested. I said, you know, Tammy, I'm really busy and I'm just really not interested in vitamins. I don't believe in them. So she was persistent and she said, well, you know, I understand that. And that's actually why I'm asking you to try them, because I want your feedback. I know that you're a little skeptical around this, and I know you will give me your honest opinion and let me know if these actually change how you feel or improve your health. Well, I was pretty healthy already at that point, but what she didn't know was that I was very stressed and I was exhausted. I was working 80 hours a week training horses, and beyond that, I was also going through a divorce, which she also did not know. Now, it was a very compassionate divorce, but divorces are still difficult, so it was stressful. On top of that, the economy had tanked just recently, and there was not a lot of money coming in for horse trainers. Lots of people were selling their horses or getting rid of them, so money was very tight. And although I was loving the work that I was doing, I was actively looking for a way to subsidize it, but I just wasn't making enough money. Now, on top of that, I actually was given the responsibility for a third of the credit card debt for the marriage, and that was $35,000 just in credit card debt. And there was no way that I was going to be able to pay that back and pay my bills. So I was really kind of at a turning point and really kind of panicked financially. Again, Tammy had no idea. She thought just thought I was a successful horsewoman who maybe she could approach. So long story short, she gave me 6 days of Vitalizer. I went up on a business trip to Canada, performing all day long, many hours of work, typically being very exhausted by that kind of work. And I actually felt great. I took the vitamins every day just to keep my promise. And I actually woke up and I felt very refreshed. I went to sleep and slept well, which was unusual when we traveled on the road. And my concentration was great. Also, my energy throughout the day, it was wonderful. But I didn't think it was the vitamins, because remember, I didn't believe in vitamins. I thought it was me. I thought I found my mojo. And so when I came to the end of the 6 days of vitamins, the first night when I didn't have Vitalizer anymore, I actually didn't sleep very well. The next morning, I woke up kind of with brain fog, and the next day, same thing. And then finally, my business partner, Bob, who's now my husband, said to me, Suzanne, what the heck is going on? You were like, you were doing great. You had this great energy. You were just full of pizzazz and doing great. And now you're crashing and you're exhausted and you're cranky. And what's going on? And I said, you know, nothing's going on. I'm fine. It's just been a long day. And, you know, leave me alone. And he said, no, really, something changed. It's like a light switch. It's that dramatic. So I don't know what you changed. I don't know what you do differently, but you need to figure it out. And I said to him, well, Bob, the only stuff that changed in my life was I wasn't taking those vitamins anymore. They ran out. And he said, well, then you should look into those vitamins. So when I had a few moments, I went online. I went to Tammy's website, and I looked up Shackley, again, which I had never heard of, knew nothing about. And I found out that it was all whole food nutrition. I found out about the Shackley integrity and commitment to health coming from nature. I found out about Dr. Shackley's vision. And I especially found out about Roger Barnett and found out about his vision to eradicate malnutrition around the world and to create wealth and health. And I got pretty excited about it. And I thought, wow, maybe this is what I've been looking for. Maybe this is my opportunity to subsidize the work I love, work on my own schedule, and be able to continue with my wonderful horsework and pay off my bills, maybe all that $35,000 worth of credit card debt. So when I called her and I said, hey, Tammy, is this what it looks like? Is this company as full of integrity as it says? And she said, yes, it is. So I said, all right, if it is, I believe you. I trust you. I believe you to be a woman of integrity. And so I'm in. I'm going to start with this biggest business pack, and I don't have the money, but I'll put my credit card, and I'll just, hey, I'll have to earn the money before this bill comes in because I have no money. Can we do that? And she said, absolutely, that's doable. I will help you. Our team will help you. And I went ahead and purchased the largest pack we had at that point, decided I was going to earn that money back. So I get home, and I decided I need to get to action, and our wonderful Team Tuvel team, Jeannie Tuvel, Tony Banner, and Tammy Ale, came to my side, and they supported me in having a grand opening. And 14 days later, between, no, I'm sorry, 18 days later, after one grand opening and two health and wealth events in my friend's home, I was a director. And I'd earned the money back to pay my credit card bill on my business investment before it came in. So that got me pretty excited. And what really got me so excited is the idea that maybe I could live really well by doing good. And that made me so excited that I just kept reaching out to people, calling, trying, learning, you know, getting lots of notes, but I kept moving forward. So I truly believe this was my vehicle to improve the health of my bank account. 18 months later, I had paid off all of that $35,000 worth of credit card debt, thanks to my Shackley business. And I'm eternally grateful for the opportunity. I'm so happy that Tammy actually had the courage to speak to someone who she thought was very well off and financially secure and take a risk and reach out. And my only regret is that no one told me about Shackley before. I can just imagine how my life and the life of my children would have been different if we'd had the opportunity to build a business partnering with Shackley years and years ago. At this point, I'm no longer a horse trainer. When my husband decided to retire, we sold the ranch in New York and we were able to move down to Florida. So because I had the flexibility of being my own boss and being able to do my Shackley business wherever I want to in the world, I was able to pick up and leave and start a new life. Now, my goal for the first 100 days to Amazing was to earn that chairman's retreat. I had been on 5 Shackley incentive trips in 6 years, and I hadn't gotten the last two. I hadn't gotten Maui, and I hadn't gotten Cabo, and I was really getting frustrated with missing out on that opportunity. Part of it was because of circumstances. Part of it was because I needed to come down here and build a whole new business. But still, I was really disappointed I hadn't made those trips. So when I heard about the 100 Days to Amazing and we were all inspired in Cleveland, I decided to dream big and go for that chairman's retreat. I decided to work very hard with, not work hard, but work in a very focused, organized manner to shift my focus from mostly nutrition and helping people to get healthy to looking actively and specifically for business partners. I've been very fortunate to receive some wonderful coaching with our whole team from Craig Cushman. And Craig made a wonderful point. He said, Shackley is a nutrition business and a wellness business, but it's a business business. And one of our best products is our compensation plan and the ability to create financial freedom. And that really resonated with me. And I truly believe because I started to shift and look for and search through and focus on business partners, that created a huge change in my business. And I just kept reaching out to new people. I kept calling back people who had said no to see if times had changed. I reached out to members, and I worked with that goal in mind. And I think what the turning point was that I just decided I really wanted that trip, and I really wanted to fly with Roger. But first, I identified what my desire was and my goal. Second, though, I decided that I deserved it. I knew I had been working very, very consistently and that it was probably time for some of these dreams to start coming true and for some of these goals to start appearing. And I just was confident that it was something that not only did I deserve it, but that I was also ready to receive it. I don't know about you, but I think particularly with many of us women, we're giving, we're doing, we're working, we're helping, but sometimes it's a little challenging to receive. So I decided that I was ready to receive it. And I would say it was those decisions that really led to a shift in my confidence and my energy and started attracting all the wonderful business partners that decided to sign on with me. I really wanted to go to Palm Springs because I really wanted to have the honor of being a part of the business conversation. I wanted to learn from the best minds, both corporate and also other business leaders. And I really wanted to spend more time listening and learning from Roger and Heather. So, long story short, I was able to achieve the chairman's retreat. So excited. And I truly believe because I started to shift my focus, that created a huge change in my business. And that's one big factor in what allowed me to achieve the incentive trips that I did. And I was kind of keeping an eye on that fly with Roger also. And the reason that that really appealed to me is, of course, to get that precious time picking Roger's brain and picking Heather's brain. But also, how much fun would that be to be in a private jet with Roger and these guys? That would just be an outrageous adventure, and it'd be so much fun. So I was shooting for that, but honestly, I really didn't think I had a chance of getting it. I thought we'd have to sponsor, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 people to qualify, and I was not in that sponsoring category. But a lot of seeds I've been planting over the last year since we moved down to Florida started to flourish. They started to bloom. People started to make decisions about coming on board, about being my business partner, to be ready to take a leap of faith and to go for it. And so when I called them and I talked about, you know, hey, at the end of the year, don't you think it's time for you to make a decision? And many of them said yes, much to my surprise. Now, I got a call one day from Marcy, and Marcy left me a message. And Marcy said, hey, there's something I need to discuss with you. Please call me back. I need to talk to you today. And I thought, gee, I hope nothing's wrong. I wonder what's going on. I really didn't think I got the Fly with Roger trip. I called her, and she gave me the good news. I got both the chairman's retreat and the Fly with Roger trip. And I was so happy. I started screaming, and she was screaming, and we were jumping up and down together. And it was just amazing. So for me personally, the best part was that I got to bring my son, Jesse, who is 19, with me on that plane. And what excited me so much about that is that Jesse just decided very recently to start his own shackle business. He's decided that he wants to build a shackle business little by little over time to fund not only college, but also to fund his music career. Because Jesse is a musician. He's been in a band since he was 13. He's been fortunate enough to travel throughout the United States on tour and the UK, and now he's launching his solo career. So it was so exciting to me to be able to give him a vehicle to create income, to subsidize his music career and his college career. And he's a straight-A student. He's a super hard worker. And he loves Shackley products. He consumes probably $200 or $300 worth of Shackley products every month because he's really into working out and he's really into eating clean. And his vision is to build his business by helping other musicians take better care of their bodies. Musicians are on the road, they're stressed, they're rushing, there's a lot of junk food. And he feels that Shackley is just a really easy way for people on the go to, what he calls, fuel their hustle. And to build muscle, fuel their hustle. That's going to be kind of his motto. So I'm really proud of him, and I'm so proud that he was able to spend some time with Roger and with Heather. They really gave him quality time. They really listened to his questions about building business with Shackley and just about life in general. And that was a huge gift. And I hope that all of you get the opportunity to give your children a gift like that, because it was very precious. And it was a life-changing experience for us both. So I'd like to thank everyone who's listening. And I'd love to thank everyone in Shackley for allowing us to thrive and to have a vehicle to help others do the same. And I guess my one last piece of advice in closing is, grab life by the biscuit. Go for it. You deserve it. You know what you need to do to get your goals. Reach out, ask for help, and lift each other up. Thanks so much, everybody. This is Suzanne Jeffries saying, make 2016 amazing.
If it feels like you're seeing red this February, well, you probably are. The American Heart Association has just launched its 16th annual Go Red for Women campaign. You can join in this awareness-building campaign this month by wearing red on February 5th. The campaign is designed to remind women of the risks they face and, hopefully, inspires them to make important lifestyle changes that will support heart health. The good news is that heart health can be improved with education and lifestyle changes, including an improved diet, more exercise, and the right supplements. And that's where Shackley comes into the picture, for women and men. Here to fill us in on Shackley's remarkable lineup of heart health regimens are Dr. Jamie McManus, Chair of Medical Affairs, Health Sciences and Education at Shackley, and Shackley Marketing Manager Janine Marshall. Welcome to both of you.
Hello, Shackley family. It's lovely to be here.
Hi, Cynthia. Great to be here.
So the heart is so important. It pumps oxygen-rich blood throughout the body to deliver nutrients to our organs and tissues. And it does it quietly and constantly.
Right. Beating close to 5,000 times an hour, your heart is really, truly the most remarkable muscle in your body. And today we're going to tell you how you can help support it.
But there are many factors that challenge our heart health.
Well, true. But the good news is that because we know what the risk factors are, we can take steps to reduce those risks. Being overweight to obese is a major risk factor, independently as well as contributing to two other risk factors, elevated cholesterol levels and hypertension. In fact, last month we focused on weight management in our Shackley 180 program, so tune into that if you are trying to lose weight.
Shackley also has two smart heart regimens that can help as well. They provide the opportunity to customize a regimen to address your specific heart health needs.
So tell us more about why we developed Shackley Smart Heart regimens in the first place.
Well, heart health is a huge priority around the globe. With that in mind, we set out to improve our own line of heart health products by addressing as many of the risk factors as possible. The other major goal was to create customized programs to help meet people's specific needs. So that's what led to the development of the two Shackley Smart Heart regimens.
So we've mentioned that this is Heart Health Month and that there is a new focus on women's heart health. So are these solutions for men and women?
Well, absolutely, Cynthia. Both men and women who are interested in supporting their heart health should carefully consider these two regimens, the Smart Heart blood pressure regimen, as well as the Smart Heart cholesterol regimen.
Okay, well, let's take a closer look. Tell us, who can benefit most from the Smart Heart blood pressure regimen?
The regimen is designed to support optimal cardiovascular health and help retain normal blood pressure. So it's targeted to anyone, man or woman, who currently has normal blood pressure but wants more nutritional support. Really, everyone can benefit and should consider adding this regimen to their daily supplements.
So what are the specific products in the regimen?
There are two products that we've included in both regimens, Omega Guard and CoQ Heart. First, let's look at Omega Guard. According to dozens of studies and confirmed by the National Institutes of Health and Mayo Clinic, omega-3 fatty acids, especially DHA and EPA, are important nutrients for a healthy heart. Omega-3 supports the whole cardiovascular system and can help retain healthy triglyceride levels.
So tell us what makes the omega-3 in Omega Guard so special.
At Shackley, we use a state-of-the-art distillation process to further purify our highly potent pharmaceutical-grade fish oil.
And when it comes to potency, each of the soft gels contains a full spectrum of 7 ultra-pure pharmaceutical-grade fatty acids found in small cold water fish, including DHA and EPA.
Wow, lots to recommend taking Omega Guard as part of the Smart Heart regimen. Now, tell us about CoQ Heart.
Coenzyme Q10 is a naturally occurring substance manufactured in our cells and concentrated in the mitochondria, which are the power plants of our cells. Every cell in the body needs coenzyme Q10 to create energy. But the heart has an especially high demand because, as we've said, it is the hardest working muscle in the body and needs a great deal of cellular energy to function efficiently.
Shackley CoQ Heart delivers 100 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 to help replenish levels in your blood and facilitate the production of energy in your cells. In fact, CoQ Heart provides an all-natural proprietary combination of CoQ10 and resveratrol.
Besides working on energy production, coenzyme Q10 can also act as an antioxidant that helps maintain cell membrane integrity. It also supports healthy arteries, as shown in laboratory studies, but unfortunately, an unhealthy diet, aging, and oxidative stress can contribute to an increased need for coenzyme Q10.
In fact, without CoQ10, cells would struggle to produce enough energy, and organs, especially the heart, would struggle to function properly.
So, CoQ Heart is an excellent supplement for anyone interested in keeping their heart strong. Now, tell us about the third product in the blood pressure regimen, Shackley Blood Pressure.
Well, Cynthia, we know there are a number of factors that impact blood pressure, including diet, weight, lifestyle, and genetics. Now, you can't change your genetics, but you absolutely can improve your diet and lifestyle to help maintain your heart health and to keep already healthy blood pressure in the normal range. Losing weight is certainly an important step, and exercise is also very helpful. And of course, diet is important as well.
I agree. But when you want a little extra nutritional support, well, that's when Shackley Blood Pressure can safely help you promote healthy blood vessels and blood flow.
So tell us more about the ingredients and how they work.
Well, we know that nitrates from foods operate in several ways to help support healthy blood vessels and circulation. Shackley Blood Pressure contains a proprietary blend of nitrates from nitrate salt, spinach, and beetroot. When we consume nitrates, they are converted into a molecule called nitric oxide, which relaxes healthy blood vessels. Nitrates, along with quercetin and potassium, are key active ingredients in Shackley Blood Pressure that help support already normal blood pressure and help promote healthy blood vessels and blood flow.
So there's Omega Guard, CoQ Heart, and Shackley Blood Pressure. That's the plan if supporting your heart health and maintaining normal blood pressure is important to you. Now, let's talk about Shackley's other customized smart heart regimen, the cholesterol regimen. Now, I imagine there are a lot of people who will find it beneficial.
Well, you're absolutely correct. Nearly 31 million adult Americans are concerned about their cholesterol levels, both because of genetics or because of poor lifestyle and dietary choices that they've made. But the good news is that when it comes to managing heart health, cholesterol is a risk factor that we do have some control over.
Tell us more about the Shackley Smart Heart Cholesterol Regimen. Specifically, what are the products in this regimen?
As we mentioned earlier, both Omega Guard and CoQ Heart are part of the cholesterol regimen, and we've already discussed the benefits they offer. The third product in the regimen is our cholesterol reduction complex. It delivers a powerful blend of plant sterols and stanols, which are found naturally in the cell membranes of plants, fruits, vegetables, and grains. These ingredients have been clinically proven and supported by more than 80 studies to help lower cholesterol.
And do we know how this product works?
Well, the proprietary blend of sterols and stanols help block the absorption sites in the small intestines where cholesterol molecules are typically absorbed. With less cholesterol absorbed, less is available for transport to the liver, and the net result is that less cholesterol ends up in your bloodstream.
With just 2 servings of cholesterol reduction complex per day, you'll get a full 2,000 milligrams of plant sterols and stanols. That's 100% of the daily recommendation from the National Institutes of Health.
The official NIH recommendations for reducing the risk of heart disease include eating less saturated fat and cholesterol, exercising regularly, losing weight as needed, taking the B vitamin niacin, eating more soluble fiber, and consuming 2,000 milligrams of plant sterols and stanols daily. The problem is that most of us don't eat nearly enough fruits and vegetables every day to get that kind of concentration of plant sterols and stanols, and that's just what you'll get with cholesterol reduction complex.
So with just 2 tablets twice daily, you really are packing in the plant sterols and stanols. Terrific. Now let's review. Shackley offers 2 Smart Heart regimens.
Scientifically supported regimens that you can customize to meet your specific heart health needs. Honestly, if you want to maintain your heart health naturally, you should consider Shackley Smart Heart regimens.
Well, absolutely. The first is Smart Heart Blood Pressure, which contains products that support optimal cardiovascular health and help retain normal blood pressure. This regimen includes Shackley Blood Pressure, CoQ Heart, and Omega Guard. The second regimen is Smart Heart Cholesterol Regimen, which is designed to support optimal cardiovascular health while helping to reduce cholesterol levels. That regimen includes Shackley Cholesterol Reduction Complex, along with Omega Guard and CoQ Heart.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. McManus and Janine, for helping us celebrate American Heart Month with all the important details about Shackley's Smart Heart Regimens, 2 customized plans to help you meet your heart health needs. If you'd like to order any of the products you've learned about today, just talk to the person who gave you this edition of Hotline, or you can order at www.shackley.com. Well, this brings us to the end of this edition of Hotline. Join us again in March for National Nutrition Month, where we plan to help you convert those New Year's resolutions into long-term lifestyle resolutions. Until then, I'm Cynthia Sopranik, and we'll talk again. The statements made in this program have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on total 1099 compensation, the average annual income in 2013 for U.S. business leader ranks ranged from $10,065 for directors to $203,687 for master coordinators. All results are based on individual effort. Shackley Corporation does not guarantee that any particular income level will be achieved.